This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And of course, this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives available at KJJR.com. And back with us, an annual event. And always great to see Sarah Broussard here from Rebecca Farm. And the event at Rebecca Farm is this weekend. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little stressed. There were a few things that were done at the last minute, but they're done. So that's all that matters. I say I'm the queen of the last minute. I'm perfect at procrastination. And if it weren't for the 11th hour and the midnight oil, we'd be screwed.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Always busy time of year for you, though. And it's great to talk to you and get all caught up on what's coming up. And I think the Flathead Valley and all the spectators and competitors are very excited again this year.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what are the dates this year?
The dates are July 20th through the 24th.
You know, usually I start this segment out with asking about yourself. So why don't you tell a little bit? Now, you were the organizer of the event.
I'm the organizer.
The namesake is your mom. Mm-hmm. And why don't you tell about yourself a little bit?
Well, I was involved with running the event at Heron Park, which predates the event at Rebecca Farm, and got involved. My mother was extremely involved at that point in time. And then we moved the event to Rebecca Farm because Heron Park was at their max capacity. We could have 200 competitors and that kind of maxed out stabling and space and all that. So my mom really wanted to have a showcase event and really needed a larger piece of property. And then, of course, I was living in Colorado at the time when they bought the farm. And I asked one of my phone calls to my mom, I asked if they had found someone to, you know, manage the farm. And she says to me, you know, your father would love it if you came and did it. So I you know, if dad wants it, dad gets it. So I got involved. I was the secretary for a few years. I did the stabling as well. And eventually my mom said, you know, it's time for you to take over. Although she didn't relinquish the reins.
I could see that.
She said, okay, you're going to take over as organizer. And then she still did everything. She used to joke that I was, you know, in training, and she said that she was the organizer emeritus. And I said, well, in order to be emeritus, you have to stop working.
Oh, well, this unbelievably is the 21st year.
I know, it's crazy. I've spent almost half my life doing this event, and it just keeps getting better. The people are amazing. I work with an amazing group of people at the farm, plus all the volunteers, and every year a bunch of the family comes in to help. So it's almost a little bit of a family reunion for us as well, although we don't really have time to celebrate that part of it.
So as it gets nearer in your life every year, does it seem like a mountain in the way, or does it seem like something fun in the way to you now as you get into the 21st year?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I will say it's very daunting. It is a huge task, but people love to come to the event, and they love to come to Rebecca Farm, and I think that really says a lot for the event and for the property and for what my mother created and what my father has had a vision with as well. It is overwhelming at times, I guess, but we kind of keep it all under control. And fortunately, everybody has a job and they know their job really well, so I don't have to micromanage. I'm like, you just go off and do that, and you let me know when it's done, and that's great.
Well, for people who haven't heard about it and are listening, well, how many new folks do we have in the Valley in the past year? I mean, something like 6,000?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But riders compete in three disciplines, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recording this in advance. So, well, what happens on the first day?
The first day will be dressage, and that's Wednesday. We'll have a full day of dressage, and then Thursday we run dressage and cross country, and then Friday we run dressage, cross country, and show jumping. So Friday, Saturday, they're the big days, and then Sunday is show jumping, where I find it a bit of a nail biter, edge of your seat kind of thing, because they have to jump clean or jump really well in show jumping to keep their placing. And so sometimes the placings are so tight, and if someone has one rail, they'll drop down like four placings. And so it's really exciting and kind of builds up to show jumping. And it's always great to watch the horses go around the course. And then, of course, we have an award ceremony where we bring in sponsors and all that and make a big deal out of everybody. So
yeah, and these are world-class athletes that are coming. And
yes.
What are some of the visitors coming to? Where are they from? I always like to hear, you know, these faraway places.
Yeah. This year is going to be amazing because we have 18 horses coming from the East Coast, all over the East Coast, some from Florida, you know, as you go north along the coastline there. There are 12 that will be flying in to Great Falls, and then 6 will be coming here by ground. Yeah, it is pretty exciting. It's very exciting.
I always like to hear about the new jump. So that you at least have one new one every year.
Yeah, we do. So,
but you may not be able to divulge. But we'll talk about that coming up. And not only that, we're going to talk about Cancer at X.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. It's kind of a cool thing. And you've been doing this a while now. And new track on cross country.
New track,
some exciting things coming. So you're listening to the voice of Sarah Broussard. Of course, she is the organizer of event at Rebecca Farm. Mm-hmm. And we recorded this in advance. So it is this weekend, all of the events we are talking about. And we'll be back on part two and get to it right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. It's Focus on the Flathead. We'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
It's Focus on the Flathead here on KJJR, and we are back, part two. And in the studio today, Sarah Broussard, she's the organizer of the event at Rebecca Farm, and 2022, 21st year. You said it. This made it sound even a lot longer ago when you said we're starting our third decade.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
That's crazy.
And I think back, and I'm like, wow, this has been my life for 21 years, 22 Gosh. Years, you know? And I mean, it's a great thing. I enjoy doing it. It is a lot of work, but we all enjoy doing it.
Is this right? The largest equestrian event west of the Mississippi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And it's grown so much over the years.
It has. The first year we had around 220 competitors. And in the past few years and this year as well, we've had around 600.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's grown a lot. It's grown a lot.
And it's going on this weekend. Tell us where it is.
It's out in the West Valley. Yeah. So you take Reserve toward west. Take Reserve west, come south on Spring Creek, and you'll see the farm there on the right. The address is 1010 West Spring Creek Road. That's where the main entrance is.
You'll see it way before you get there, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put it that way. So, Sarah, let's talk about Halt Cancer at X. That name has a very interesting connotation to the track out mm-hmm. there itself. What is it?
So in dressage, a lot of times when you enter, you halt at X, which is just the middle of the arena, and you salute the judge. And when I was trying to come up with a name for this fundraiser that I kind of created, so many names were already taken, you know, Ride for the Cure, that sort of thing. And so I wanted to find something that was very centric to eventing. And it just kind of came up, and I said, well, we're going to stick with Halt Cancer at X, because the movement is Halt at X. I threw cancer in there to halt cancer. It just ties it in a little bit, I think.
Yeah. How does that go every year? I mean, you've been doing it for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, we did it. We started doing it just after my mom passed away from breast cancer. I had been at an event back east that had their parking donations for a therapeutic riding center. And mm-hmm. so they were supporting that. And I thought that was a really great idea. And so, you know, by Halt Cancer at X, we do support local community programs. We support national research. So we do a little bit of everything. Over the past, it's been approximately 10 years that we've been doing it, and we've given over $800,000.
There's an eye-opener.
We gather parking donations, which we ask for $10 per car, but it is a donation, so it's completely okay if you don't feel the need to pay it.
Yeah.
And then we have a live and a silent auction. The event is the main fundraiser for Halt Cancer at X.
Well, let's talk about some of the things going on within the event, too. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of vendors out there.
Oh, yeah.
Can you describe a little bit about the situation, the vibe of the whole place?
Well, it's very family friendly. And, you know, we want everyone to come out and experience it. And part of the experience of the event is the shopping fair. And going in there, and a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, it's just horsey stuff, I don't need to go in there. But it isn't. There's a lot of local artisans, there's furniture, there's jewelry, there's all sorts of things. And then, of course, the food truck village.
You're never going to go hungry or thirsty at Rebecca
Heavens
Farm.
No. Heavens no. There's a ton of food, a lot of variety, so people can find what they want. So everything is kind of, it's very centric in one location.
Now, what do you think people who've been there love about it, because they keep coming back?
They do keep coming back. So obviously we're producing a good product.
Yeah.
Because people are enjoying it. I think people enjoy coming to the area, to the Flathead Valley. It's so beautiful here. And when I'm trying to convince people to come to the event, I really use the valley, and I'm like, come stay a couple extra days, go whitewater rafting, go zip lining on Big Mountain. Like, there's so many other things for people to do. You come and this is your destination, and it is off the beaten path. So, you know, really trying to get people involved and excited about it. And we really turn out a good product that people enjoy.
Well, one more thing. I always want to talk about the new jump. You may not be able to divulge that, but you can tell us about the new track and cross country.
Yeah. So some of the courses will now go in reverse to the way they've normally been going. And some new things out on that course. We have a new coffin, which is two jumps around a ditch. There are some new things. It's always cute to see our showcase jumps, you know, and people call it Disneyland. So we're really excited about that new change. And it's basically, you know, we've been doing this for this particular course for about 10 years. So it's time to kind of change it up and get a new viewpoint on it.
Well, any last things you want to tell the people listening, because maybe a big invitation, because again, starting your third decade, what a milestone.
It is. It is really a big milestone. And to think that we've made it this far is pretty amazing. But like I said, we can't do it without the volunteers.
Yeah.
And we're always in need of volunteers. So you can go to our website, RebeccaFarm.org, and click on the volunteer tab, and it'll take you to Sign Up Genius, which has all of the basically positions. It's what you can do as a volunteer. It's not like you have to be here and do this. It's like you sign up from 10 to 4 and you're there from 10 to 4.
Come and see some amazing athletes, and they are athletes
that
compete in this thing.
Yeah.
And we are recording this in advance, so all these various things we're talking about happen this weekend. And you gave the address and everything. Anything else before we head out the door?
No, I think that's it. You know, they can always visit RebeccaFarm.org for more information.
Thank you so much for visiting with us again.
Of course.
It's always a pleasure to see you, see how it's going.
It is.
And you'll look about 10 years younger as it's over.
Well, thank you.
It's Focus on the Flathead. We'll be back next weekend with another show. Again, archives available at KJJR.com. Sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.